cove. I believe my mother called it a cobbler. Peach the same way. And blackberries.
Do you remember it being in a deep dish like that?
Yes.
With a, like a pie crust on the top of it?
Yes.
But you spin it. Spin it out. If you say, like, just a word that would describe food, if you said that somebody had a real good appetite, you might say that he really likes to put away his,
Rations.
Do you ever put a sweet liquid over pudding? Some people might, you might even call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg over pie. Any kind of sauce like that. Have you ever fixed anything like that?
No, we never did care for too much dessert, see. And we preferred other things. Two puddings. Of course, I cooked puddings and made lemon sauce to go over it and use stale pound cake with lemon sauce on it.
Good way to disguise stale cake. How about just food? How would you refer to food you might eat between meals?
Knickknacks.
Do you have anything in particular you like to drink at breakfast?
Do I have anything? Coffee.
Coffee. You drink it more than just at breakfast? Are you a big coffee drinker?
No, just at breakfast now. I used to have a cup late in the afternoon, you know, like the English have tea.
Uh-huh.
But I found it kept me awake.
Do you fix your coffee in a certain way? Do you have instant or do you?
No, as far as instant, I use a percolator.
Do you usually have your meals pretty regularly? Have you always eaten on a
regular schedule?
Do you have your midday meal? What would you call it?
I would call that dinner.
And your evening meal?
Supper.
And you eat it pretty much the same time every day?
Oh, yes.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
If I were to say the glass fell off the sink or off that table over there, it fell down and what happened?
Broke.
But if you were like my little boy, you might say, I didn't do what to it. I didn't break it, but someone else did. It's his favorite thing now, blaming it on somebody else. I don't know if I'll ever get him to own up to anything or not.
I don't know, being a male child, I wouldn't know either.
when your dinner is on the table and your family might not be around, how would you have them come to dinner?
Say soup's on.
Soup's on. And if you want them to, once you're seated and maybe if you want somebody to help themselves, how might you ask them to do that? Just to help yourself? Or?
No, I would say have some so-and-so. Whatever. You know.